You're listening to the StudyClex podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hi, you're very welcome to the StudyClex podcast. This is a special episode of StudyClex podcast. You might be used to hearing myself, Nessa, and my sister Emer, who usually hosts this podcast, but this episode is a very special edition. We did one similar. It's kind of like a student diary thing where myself and my friend and colleague Luke Toohey, we get a guest who's kind of either like in the Leaving Cert or close to having done the Leaving Cert on the podcast to like share their experiences and stuff. So Luke, I'll introduce you first. Luke, friend and colleague, do you want to say hello?
Hello everybody, it's good to be back.
Great to be back. I really can't, like, I'm so not used to recording a podcast and my video being up at the same time. Like, I'm like getting really distracted. But anyway, Luke, thank you so much for joining me, and we are so excited to be joined by Danielle McFadden. Hello Danielle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. So, like, Danielle, I mean, probably like a lot of people who are listening to this probably already know you, so I don't need to like say who you are, but like you have like a huge social media following on TikTok and Instagram, and we just already love you because you did, when you were like doing exams and even after exams when like you didn't even need to anymore, you were still like talking about StudyClex and all this. You already did such great work for us. So like, thank you so much for coming on and talking about StudyClex again.
No, it's honestly such a pleasure. Yeah, I am a diehard fan.
good.
We love to hear it.
You're obviously like a pretty huge social media presence at this point, just across like a range of platforms, Instagram, TikTok, maybe other ones, I don't know, Twitter. How did it feel doing the Leaving Cert at a time when you were blowing up on these platforms? I can imagine it must have been really distracting at times, like kind of seeing notifications go off on your phone, another follower. Was that kind of distracting, or was it kind of something that you could kind of really easily separate between the two?
I was guilty of like going on my phone a lot and like checking stuff, but then I got, you know, that app that like shuts your phone off and you grow your trees.
Yeah,
I did that and I turn off all the notifications. Like, I can't. But it was a nice break from studying. Like, I could separate the time, be like, oh, I'm gonna do an hour to do this kind of video, I'm gonna do this. Like, I kind of, it was more of a release than anything, just to kind of have that going on the side, much like other people's releases might be like sports or like time with their friends, things like that. It's a nice mix to have it.
Yeah, I can see how that would kind of, yeah, it's just so different. Like, they're polar opposites. One's like academia, studying, and then one's kind of very creative. With that then, because you did talk about the likes of StudyClex and you gave really helpful tips to people, and I feel like you were always like, you know, willing to answer comments. People I know that are doing the Leaving Cert as well are probably commenting, asking you your opinions on things. Did that kind of add a pressure to you, like, because you spoke about studying and because you spoke about the Leaving Cert, that like you were afraid people would be really interested in your results afterwards, or were people being like, oh, what's she going to get? We spoke about this with Ashling as well in our last podcast, where there can be kind of a pressure when you open up about studying on social media because people have an expectation. They're nearly waiting to see your results at the same time as you. Did you find that was something for you, or was that kind of something you didn't really pass much heed of?
I kind of thought, like, obviously there's going to be that additional pressure because people know, oh, she's done this amount of study, but I tried to never be like, oh, I studied for 10 hours today. I was like, oh, I studied, like, because I didn't want to put pressure on anyone else doing the Leaving Cert as well, to be like, you have to do as much as me, or you have to do more or whatever. But I kind of put more of the pressure on myself, and I just would consider everyone that follows me or watch my videos like my friends. So it was kind of like nearly sharing an accomplishment. Like, I was going to be happy with whatever I got because I knew I put in the work, so I did my best. So I was like, other people will appreciate that as well.
Yeah, you weren't too worried about kind of what people thought. Yeah, that's a really good attitude to have.
Yeah, great attitude to have. Really, like, well adjusted, I think, especially when you grow up like on social media and stuff. That's really, it's really good advice for other people. So the question I was going to ask you, Danielle, so like, you did the Leaving Cert last year, 2022. You're in first year of college now, so I think even at this stage, some 6 years or 5th years would be thinking, like, feeling the pressure of like what they want to do. But do you want to just talk about the course that you're doing now and how you kind of came to choose it?
Yeah, of course. So I did So I decided on physiotherapy in the Royal College of Surgeons. So immediately, like, I'll just have to say, I had no idea what I was going to do up until, I'd say, 2 weeks before the CAO was due.
Wow.
I had pharmacy, dentistry, medicine. I had everything down that wasn't physiotherapy. And then I got a job in a physiotherapist's office a month before. That's where I still work now. So I got a job there and I kind of got exposed to talking to everyone that works there and everything like that. And I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm quite a sporty person and I loved science. So I was like, it's a nice mix between the two of them. And I just thought it was a great fit for me and everyone has a nice work-life balance. And it just kind of gave me everything that I wanted out of a job, I guess. And I'm doing it in the Royal College and the first year is a general medicine year. So it wasn't what I expected going into the first year because we're with all the medicine students. But it was so interesting, like all year. I just finished my exams on Monday and... yeah, just really, really, thank you. They're just really, really good. Like, it's somewhere that I didn't even consider at the start. Like, I was more thinking, like, oh, like, college is near me, like, DCU and stuff. And then I just kind of looked into it and speaking to people, I was like, oh, my God, like, this sounds great. Like, everyone's saying they had a really great experience. It'd be nice to, like, have a look. I'm sure I'm happy out.
That's brilliant. So, yeah, you do love your course then.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know.
That's amazing. And what, like, tips would you, is it, yeah, you kind of nearly said there, but I was going to ask, like, what tips would you give to someone right now who, like, doesn't know what they want to do and the exams are literally around the corner? Like, and, like, the change of mind is around the corner. Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. No, I would actually say, like, what I did, I actually, like, just text my friends, their older siblings. I would text people that I knew that knew other people. And I was like, does anyone know anyone doing physiotherapy in the Royal College? Does anyone know anyone doing this? And then I would actually just speak to them and I'd hear what they had to say and they might give me a different insight to one that you might see on the CAO website and things like that. So it was actually just really good to kind of get a feel. Like, some people were like, actually you think you're getting into this but there's a different aspect, and it was great for kind of like getting people's experiences.
Yeah.
So just talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like a bit of a StudyFlix plug here, but you know, our discussions pages and the community.
Yeah.
Yes, it could be so useful for something like that. You know, has anyone heard anything? Did I say it's not always possible for someone to like attend every open day, and there's only so much you're going to learn from the university's website. So even to just throw in a comment saying, listen, did anyone go to the UL open day, the Royal College open day? And what do you think? What was it like? Stuff like that. I definitely think that's a great piece of advice to kind of really shop around. Don't just settle on one course, just shop around and see what people think.
That's the thing, 100%, because I didn't go to the RCSI open day because I had missed it and it was online, but I actually did look at the discussions page on StudyClix and there was people saying, oh, I went to this and they talked about this, and I was like, okay, someone tell me something about physiotherapy. I was like, please.
That's so good. Yeah, I cannot be overstated enough that, like, just reach out. Like, if you have like questions about something, it's so easy to be really shy about something so inconsequential. Like, I remember, like, I actually kind of had to talk myself up to literally email a course director and ask them for information about the course. I was just like, oh my god, this is so nerve-wracking. And like, if I didn't do that, I actually wouldn't have ended up doing the course that I was doing. So like, it's just, yeah, like, any fear you have, you just have to like get over it, because all of these courses, they want you. So like, do not be afraid to reach out to people. Yeah.
If you could go back, say, so obviously you have a year of college under your belt now, you're kind of at the other side. And I feel like when you go through a year of college, even after just the first year, there is kind of like an attitude shift when it comes to like your people's approach to work and stuff. It's never going to be like what we get put through for the leaving cert. You know, it is very different. Even the exams, they're stressful, but they're not like to the same caliber as well. I know for me anyway, I just find that leaving cert was just a different breed of exams. If you could tell yourself with the knowledge you have now, like one thing just to your leaving cert self, maybe from May 2022, what would you tell Danielle back then? Would you kind of relax a bit or maybe up it a bit or anything like that?
No, I was probably like all guns blazing for the whole year and I was like, oh god. Well, you know what, like, it did help me to get where I am, and it's so easy to be like, oh, don't stress, it's gonna be stressful, but at the same time, it's not the be all and end all. Like, there's plenty of courses out there. Like, there is a plethora of courses to choose from, and there's also other ways to get into things. But I guess I just kind of say, what you put in is what you get out. That is the main thing in the Leaving Cert. Like, if you're willing to do the work, you're going to get that in return no matter what. Like, you're like, somewhere or another, it's going to come back. And it's really nice to kind of like be able to come out to the side and go, I've done the best I can. And whether that's, I don't know, 625, whether that's 500, 400, whatever, you've done the best you can and you are kind of confident and happy in the knowledge that that's okay. So I kind of like had accepted that before the Leaving Cert. I was like, what I get is what I get. I've worked for this.
Yeah.
This is like what I,
You probably kind of felt like you would put in your maximum effort. So it's like, you're going to achieve your maximum grade. Obviously.
Yeah.
Was your year that you could sit some exams? Oh no, you had to sit all the exams, did you?
Yeah. You sat them all. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, obviously then it kind of does have that element of like, okay, actually, this is actually something that someone like you who's studied hard and worked very hard all year. did you kind of have that kind of, that fear of, okay, I have put in the work, I've done it all, I can do this. And then there's just always that risk that it will just be a bad exam, a bad day, you'll wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you'll butcher it. Like, you know, that was my worst fear. I never ended up having to sit them because we got predicted grades. but what it was that a fear for you? You kind of, because the stakes are nearly higher for someone who has put in the work, in the sense that someone who hasn't really put in a lot of work all year doesn't really mind either way. You know, a bad exam to them might be a good exam to someone else, you know, as in they're kind of like, well, it's never going to be good in the first place. But for you tried so hard, was that a fear? Was that something you were like terrified of happening?
It was, definitely. I was like, I kept going through these scenarios and I was like, oh, what if I've studied every exam paper, but then they change every question that they've ever put on? Like, I've gone through all of the mock papers on study clinics, all of the normal papers, like multiple times. And I was just like, what if none of these questions come up? But then I was kind of psyching myself out and I had to sit back and just be like, whatever happens, happens. I can't change the marking scheme, the exam, how I feel on the day. Just go in there with the confidence to know that I've done the best I can. I've prepped as much as I could.
Yeah.
But like within reason, because obviously I wasn't like sitting at my desk for like 23 hours a day.
Of course, not possible, but you know, as close to as possible.
Like Luke was saying, actually we're recording this in May, so we're less than a month out to the exams. So yeah, like everything you said there's so much of it at this stage is down to mindset. You're going to be stressed no matter what, but there's certain things that are like totally out of your control. But if I could like be really annoying for 1 second, just because it's so close to the Leaving Cert, do you have any, what would be like your number one practical study tip when it's this close to exams? Would you have anything?
There's different study tips for kind of like different subjects that I would have that are very specific. Yeah. But like also, I think just getting organized at this stage is just the most important, like not so much like separating, being able to kind of nearly work back. Like if your first exam is English, you might start studying more maths now or something like that and kind of work back and go towards English. But just, it's kind of like just factor in studying what topics you want, but also breaks from it, because you're not going to be as productive if you sit down for 10 hours and look at the book and go through it. You'd actually be nearly better off doing a few hours, having an hour break, coming back to it, being able to like actually take in the knowledge. So don't burn yourself out before the exam is what I'm telling you. Make sure you factor in time for your friends, your family, whether that be walking around the corner and going down to your grandparents or something like that, just for an hour, just giving yourself a break, because your mind can't be all go like all the time.
That kind of goes, I think, for like not only people who have been working hard all year and kind of already have a good bit of revision under the belt, but also for people who are like, because at this point it's May, there are people that are cramming 100%. There are people that opened up the book last week and are panicking and stuff. But that, the same thing goes, like that's great advice for people, the breaks. Like even if you have the whole biology course to learn off in the space of 3 weeks, you're still better off taking your breaks and getting through it. It's better to know like 3 topics really well and 3 kind of well than like try and cram all 6. You know what I mean? It's
exactly,
The breaks are definitely a huge part of it. You'll just stress yourself out and burn yourself out as well, and you'll be exhausted and you don't want that.
I'd say at this stage be looking at exam questions. So go on to your study clicks. If you're doing the endocrine system in biology, endocrine chapter in it, look at all the exam questions, because you'll find there's the same information comes up again and again. And by repetition, you're like, oh, I did this one earlier on, and you didn't need to read the whole chapter. You go, oh, I actually recall that this is... So exam questions is the way to go.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I think like when people do ask, because people would be like DMing study clicks and their customer service being like, oh my God, like I haven't opened the book all year. And like, I think the main thing we do say, like if you're just a last minute person, the exam questions are the best way to go because they just keep repeating themselves and you're just eventually going to see something. But I'm really glad you said that about organization, because people like, because it's so close to exams and people think just time is not on their side now. So they don't, there's no time to plan. There's no time to organize. You literally just have to take the information and just shove it into your brain. Whereas like there's a good way of comparing it actually in like, do you know, one of those like essay heavy exams, like English or history, where there's just a crazy little amount of time for those two exams. But like if you take, it is so important that you still take out 5 minutes at the beginning to plan it, because you could be in the depths of the exam and then have to stop for like 5 minutes because you don't know where you're going next. And the exact same goes for studying. Like if you're like just have like all these kind of vague ideas of what you want to study but you didn't make a plan, you actually end up losing time. So that was, yeah, I thought that was just a really good tip that you mentioned there for anyone who's listening now and freaking out.
Yeah, and there's going to be like there will be hundreds, thousands that are like, as in, it's just a natural.
Yeah.
Even people who kind of have kind of been half trying are now it's cram season, but no,
it's cramming season, yeah. Maybe
it's fine. It's
cramming. It is cramming season. It was cramming season for me too. It was just get all of it in.
Yeah. Yeah, the closer you get, the more you realize, like, oh my God, these are long papers, you know. But like, I like what you said about like studying topic per topic, and of course on study clicks, they're all divided beautifully. But even like when people ask about study clicks or ask us in customer support, I used to work in customer support, and when they'd ask something like, "Oh, what should I do?" you would be like pointing them to exam papers, and it's not even in like from a marketing POV; it's just actually what you should be doing, whether it be, like going topic by topic or trying a whole paper at once to kind of see what you're like, you know, getting used to the format of the exam as well is huge. I'm sure you kind of worked on that as well, and timing, like figuring out your timing for each section.
Yeah, it's so important.
Really important. Yeah. Do you find that like, yeah, with exam timing, how did you find that? I know obviously you kind of definitely were, you were probably familiar with all the questions and how they looked. How did you map out your timing and your plan for the actual exams? I know that's very broad because every exam is different, but even just a general kind of.
So like I would always kind of, so I kind of learned off nearly the timings of what I should be doing beforehand. I just took a few minutes, and my English teacher especially was really good at it. She used to just be like, she might do a breakdown of maybe like 5 minutes per three marks or something like that. And then you go, okay, I have this long. And what's important, especially in ones like English and stuff, if you haven't been timing yourself as you're doing exercise, like I used to do my homework and do as long as it would take in the exam. And then if I didn't finish, I'd put a line and I might say to my teacher, I did this in 20 minutes, and then continue on. Yeah. And then it kind of gets you used to the timings. But if you weren't used to them, it's really important in subjects like that. You're going to go, if you've given 20 minutes to something and that's all it should take and you're not done, move on. Move on to the next 100%, thing. It's so much easier to get marks at the start of a question than it is to scramble for two or three at the end of a 10 marker. It's easier to get seven in the next one. So... and then return back to it, obviously. But,
if you have time. But like, just like that, like... I know you just go into an exam, and if you're going in kind of blind, like you could be spending an hour and a half on a 40 mark question and it's eaten into all your time to spend on a 70 mark question or like 10 short questions that would actually get you more marks than the 40 would. You know what I mean? I think that's especially true with history. I'm not sure if you've done history, but history is like very much like that. You really need to divide your time. Those kind of like long written paper one, English, ones like those.
They're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. There is so much stuff about like the current education system. Obviously, we won't go into a study because it's not a political podcast. But like, imagine we pivoted.
We're like, what are your opinions?
To the 180.
There is so much about the Leaving Cert that like isn't. It's not modernized for like, you know, current like the way we learn today, and it's not like, it doesn't. Everyone knows this. It's not a one size fits all. It doesn't suit every kind of learner.
Yeah.
There is stuff like that you just have to realize is out of your control. But control what you can control, which is like timings, what you revise now, and like anything else that you're like, oh my God, I just don't have time to do this, you've no control, just like let it go. You'll be rewarded for doing your best, you know. That was just I was just wanted to add that in because I was actually, I wanted to give us breaks from like, I feel like we're literally re-traumatizing you with all these questions about the Leaving Cert. So we'll go back to college because I'm sure you love talking about that. But we also, we wanted to do like comparison questions and like just how have you found the difference between the learning that you do in college and the learning you do in the school? Like how do you, it's so different. Like is the studying that you've done, you're doing now in college, is that different to how you studied in school or?
It's very much like, especially with the learning, it's very much on the student. Like it's on yourself rather than, you don't have a teacher tracking you going, should have done this for homework, where is this, where is that? It's very much like student driven. And like, I mean, you can go to your lectures if you want, but they're not gonna like give out, you really should go to them. But like, there's no one chasing you down being like, why didn't you go? So it's ultimately on yourself. And with studying, I found like I've gone for flashcards a lot more than I did with my Leaving Cert, and there's less books, everything's like kind of on the computer. So I do still take my handwritten notes because I feel like it's a lot easier to have like muscle memory to see it written out, to kind of like be able to go, okay, I've definitely written this, I've done this. And I'm so bad for doing mnemonics and things like that, and I'll be those sitting in the library and I'm like pandas, and then I'm like, oh, what? And I actually don't. Or I'm telling myself stories in the library in college to try and remember a certain cycle. And there's people probably looking at me going, oh, and I'm like, I don't know. It's very different, but it's very similar at the same time. Like you still need that kind of like drive to be able to want to do well, to maybe want to get by, to do the knowledge. Like no one's going to put the knowledge in your head. You're going to have to do it yourself. But at the same time, it's a lot more free. It's a lot more, you are ultimately deciding what you're gonna get. So but it's nice, it's actually a really nice way to learn.
I suppose, especially because we were saying, like, even literally 10 seconds ago, we were saying about how the Leaving Cert isn't really a one size fits all, or it shouldn't be. College is a bit different in the sense that I know different courses differ. I know you do a science kind of course, so maybe it is a bit more kind of like end of semester exams, but there usually is kind of more of an option for, in a lot of courses, like continuous assessment, and like you get marks for attendance in some courses and stuff like that, which I think is good. It's different in that sense because, you know, it's not the case. Obviously, of course, you have to go to school legally. But it's not the case that you get marks for going to school when it comes to the Leaving Cert or the Junior Cert. So it's kind of like, it's nice to kind of have that kind of cushion to fall back on of like, okay, I'm going into the exam, but I have 30% got in this continuous assessment and I attended all the classes, so I have another 10% got there. And it kind of makes you like, I don't know, it's kind of a lot more, the continuous assessment vibe in college takes a lot of pressure off the exams. Now, don't get it twisted.
It's
still stressful, but like, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. And like, definitely, because it's always nice to know, like we have, for all of our modules, we'd have two assessments every semester for, and that's 30%. Of your module, and we have a 50% pass rate, so you just kind of have to like knuckle down, get it,
crazy,
do the best you can, like. But you know what, it's actually like, it is really nice, as you were saying, and we have like lab modules, so we get most of those are, there's an exam at the end, but most of them is attendance, lab reports, stuff that you can definitely control.
There's definitely kind of a higher level of like what we were saying about how going into that exam and just by chance forgetting everything, or the State Examinations Commission just switching it up and having a whole different exam. Was nightmares.
Feeling random today.
that was me. I was like, mine's going to be the year. It's going to be the year to bring it out. And I was like,
you're just like reading other, like you're like doing another Shakespeare just in case. Like aren't even on the curriculum. No. Yeah, but that doesn't kind of happen in college in the sense that, you know, it is kind of more of like a, although one thing in college that I think you probably know as well, Danielle, just because, I mean, of course you do as well, Nessa, but more recent. but like how, when you were saying about exam papers, how like, you know, very predictable in secondary school, that's kind of not really a luxury that continues very far into college, because you could be studying physiotherapy, someone else studying in UL, they all have different exams, they're all different modules, different lectures, they even vary year to year. So like, that is definitely something that I think Leaving Certs should not take for granted, that there is a set system of, as unfair as it seems sometimes, but there is a set system and it's always the same, and it's always going to be the same. Yeah.
No, like I, my friends will know. I'll be sitting in college, and we'll be sitting there trying to do exam papers, and I'm like, just give me 20 clicks for this. Please, just give me all the questions, because you're fishing through stuff to go, oh God, maybe this might come up with, and you might only have 5 years of exam papers, and you're like, yeah. Oh no, but it's such a luxury. Like I was like, maybe I should ask, could they do one for our college?
The amount of people who ask that, I say, whenever I tell anyone I work for StudyClicks, they're like, oh, like, is there like a college version of StudyClicks? Like, no. Yeah. I was like, I still talk about the Leaving Cert. I still cosplay as a Leaving Cert student. I know it would be so handy to have them all in the one place, or even just to have them, because some modules just don't. Like you said, yeah. Like they only go back 3 years because there might have been a different module leader before then and stuff, and it's just so stressful. Yeah.
Yeah. It really, like, so don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted, dude. Use the study click. A godsend.
Yeah. So kind of on that vibe, from social media, it kind of looks like you had a really good kind of balance between kind of studying, and also you play a lot of sport. I can see you post about your sport fairly often, and it's probably a very big part of your life and something that you really wanted to continue and stuff. Do you have any tips in achieving this balance between like academia and sports? I'm not sure if you kept it up while during the Leaving Cert, or did you have to kind of put a pin in it for a while? I know some people kind of give it up a little bit before. What's your advice to kind of people who are thinking, I don't know if I can give the time for this commitment?
For me, I kept up my sport the whole way, like up to the Leaving Cert, through the Leaving Cert. The only thing I didn't do is I didn't play matches in between, mm-hmm. like when the Leaving Cert was on, because I just was paranoid that something was going to happen. But I did train, and like even my mom will tell you, like I was sitting here, I have matches on a Wednesday night, and I was sitting here and I had an exam the next day, and I was like, I might just go up to, my mom was like, no, don't go up. But it was like, I was like, okay, right. But it was always nice to kind of get a break, because it really just takes your head out of the books. It gets you to have that time to kind of relax. I play football with all my friends. We weren't talking about exams, we weren't talking about studying, there was no comparison. It was just kind of having a good time, getting your head out of it for an hour and a half. And then you come home, and then maybe you would study after you come home, maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. Like, it was just really good to kind of get that balance. And that was just nice to be active. And even if you don't play a sport, you can go to the gym, you can go on your walks. Even if it's not something active, you can do journaling for an hour, something just to kind of get your head away from it, because it becomes overly saturated.
Just to clear your head. Especially, I know that like people play sports with their school and stuff, which is also great. I think that's even, because that kind of, you know, you're going to a match in the middle of the day. It's not a bad thing. You know, you're kind of getting out of school early or whatever. And it's so nice to just kind of like, to park it for a second and just say no. And like you said, people don't, you're not going to training and talking about, what you get in this exam, what you get in that. Like, no one really cares. Yeah. And like you said, any kind of, not just the likes of, I think, do you play Camogie or is it Gaelic? Or
so I play Gaelic football, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So like for the likes of that, like even the likes of Camogie, hurling, any of those kind of sports, they all do the same thing. Or like you said, outside of sports, reading, journaling, musical theatre, anything like that can really take your mind off it. I think it's so important.
Yeah, it is crazy that like you could be really nearly made to feel like you do need to give everything you love up, whereas this is why we do this podcast. Like, we need to hear like success stories of people who are like, yeah, I played like the entire way up, like to the point that I nearly did them in the middle of exams. And like I still did like really well. Look at me now, I'm absolutely loving life in the Royal College of Surgeons, and like I got my dream course, and it's possible, you know. I'd hate to feel like students give up what they love, especially something as beneficial as exercising, like when there's all those studies there to be like, if you go out and you get oxygen, you will come back in and you'll be able to focus better.
Yeah.
So it's really great to hear that, because I was going to give a weird plug to the survey that StudyClicks conducted there literally last week. I think it was, but basically we run this survey every year, like a pop-up comes up on StudyClicks for people, and it's just to get like students' opinions on things, and then that's put out into the world. And then like the answer, we know like, oh, students are like, feel like 65% of students feel pressure from this, or like this is how much time they spend on social media. But I think from our survey, it was like 60, like a crazy number. It was like 60% of students like gave up a sport or a hobby because they felt they need to. So yeah, it's just like, it's, I've just loved, like, this is one of our methods, like, to get that message out there. Like, that's just so unnecessary. Like, it's
such a pity. Like, there's, like, but you can definitely do it. And, like, I understand if some things may require, like, I don't know, many, many hours of training over the week. But if you want, maybe cut back on one or two if you're feeling that extra stress. But also, like it's not going to kill you to take an hour out of the day on a Monday to go up to train. And it's going to be very beneficial for you. And, like, it's something that, like, I would always encourage people to stay in sports, especially, like, regardless of exams, whatever, stay in them. They're just, no matter if you're the best in the world, the best in the country, it's great to just get out and release those endorphins and be able to kind of, like, have that time where you can be taken away from whatever's going on. Just focus on that.
And it's possible.
It's nice.
And the thing about it is that, like, we're kind of used to that kind of mentality in secondary school of a lot of people do give up sports, like Ness was saying about the survey, like a lot of people do it. I don't think they should. I think it's a really good thing to keep it going. But it's kind of insane that like 3 months later you're in a college situation where it's the exact opposite. Like a lot of universities, I'm not sure about the Royal College, but like pump money into the likes of like sporting facilities, clubs, societies, all of that kind of stuff. It's like it's really encouraged for like students to kind of relieve stress by, you know, they'll be the clubs and societies for the most random things ever, like there's a Taylor Swift society somewhere. I don't, it's crazy. But like they kind of pump money into that kind of that like recreational kind of like enjoy yourself kind of step back from college and stuff. And it's crazy to think that the mindset switches so easily, especially considering I think a lot of people give up and leave insert and then just never end up going back. I think I've heard that, you know, people give something up for the leave insert and then they just don't go back doing it. Do you yourself still play Gaelic now? I presume, Danielle.
Yeah, I do. I actually have a match this evening as well. But that's the thing, like I'm on the football committee for college, I'm on the physio society, I'm on like different things. And it's great to just kind of get that break. We like every society will organize bake sales, days out, coffee mornings with football. Like the girls were so great with us this year. The girls that were on the committee and stuff, they got us really involved. They were really encouraging, and like it was just a great atmosphere. And it gets you to kind of like know people in older years. Like I was on the surf trip for our college and I got to meet people from all different years, and it's really, really nice just to kind of have those friends around college. And just everyone just wants to have time away from studying as well as do well in their exams. And it is crazy how it kind of shifts from secondary school to kind of everyone just wants to enjoy their experience as well.
Because it's definitely for me anyway, it was like such a silver lining of like, you know, you're kind of sometimes the leave insert can completely burn you out. Like you feel like you never want to open a book of any type ever again. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm doing all this to go and do more study. Like what? Like I'm going to college now and paying money to do it this time. It's weird. But like such a silver lining is the fact that like it is nothing like how school is set up, where school is the most important thing at all times and you should only focus on school. It is much more kind of like you were saying, clubs and studies, and that is 100%, I'd say, like, you definitely agree to Danielle, like to join a club or society is like the best thing you can do in college. It just, like you said, you'll meet people from outside your course, outside your year, everything. And you said you're on the committee for Gaelic as well, did you?
Yeah, so we have like a new committee, so for next year, so we're already kind of like planning for the freshers coming in. So if anyone listening to this is going towards the side, if you want to join the GAA team,
you'll be there.
Like I'll be there on the committee. But no, it's great, like, and it's just, you can tell that everyone cares about each other and it's just such a lovely environment. And we're always kind of getting people to want to join things, do different activities. Like, I don't know, it's just a nice sense of community. Yeah. It's like a little family.
Yeah, I'd even like, as far as I know, we're saying, like, definitely join club societies, definitely join some club society committees. Like, it's a whole other ballgame. It's really fun. So, I don't know. I just think, definitely a silver lining of leaving CERN is probably just getting to join club societies in college and live that college life. It gets better, guys. It gets better.
It does. And you all have a ball. And if you don't choose to go down the college route and you decide to do something else, that's still amazing. I know people that have done PLCs, apprenticeships, and they are having a great time. I'll see them on the train in the morning and stuff, and you're just chatting away. Everyone, it gets better.
Yeah, 100%. It does.
Yeah, that's the one thing I would say to like some of these students. Like, because you've been, if you're like 17, 18 now, the majority of like your living memory, you have been in state education. Mm-hmm. Like chances are you don't remember ever a time that you weren't waking up and going to school, you know, 8-9 months of the year. So you can get total tunnel vision of like, this is what I've spent my whole life working towards, you know? And it's only when you leave school and you're like, oh, so I'm not actually doing any of that anymore. So it's just like the stuff that you've been interested in your whole life, whether that's sport or like singing or any other like things like that, those are constants in your life. So, and the Leaving Cert is not, the Leaving Cert ends. So you really should like remember what is it that you actually love doing, because that's there regardless of like the exams, college. Even when college ends, you're still going to have like your hobbies and interests. So like, again, please, please do not give anything up for exams. I honestly, I can't stress it enough. I was just going to round it up by saying like, is there, thinking of all, well, like the Cyclist podcast is for like first years to sixth years, considering that entire demographic, is there any final words you want to give to the listeners of the Cyclics podcast that you mightn't have said already?
God, I feel pressure now.
I made this great speech.
as much as we've said, like, oh, like secondary school, it's very different in college. Enjoy your time in secondary school. Like, yes. I definitely loved my time in school. You make friends for life there, and you're going to make friends in college as well, but really enjoy it. Like, don't be afraid to not study one day, to go. Like, enjoy every trip you take with your college, every lunchtime you have, or every, like, just enjoy it all, because it's really just, like, a nice time in your life. So don't be too stressed. Like, it's easier said than done. But especially, like, I know a lot of people, a lot of the 6 years have probably already left and have had their graduations just maybe recently or coming up. But, like, make the most out of it. And I hope you've enjoyed your 6 years, because I did. But yeah, like there's so much to look forward to. We kind of just live in the moment, enjoy the year you're in.
Yeah,
that's
great advice.
The perfect note to end it on. I'm really glad you said that. That was so nice. We'll wrap it up there. Danielle, thank you so much for doing that. I'm like sure that I know that loads of people listening will just find that so helpful. Even just hearing really positive things, I think, is just really good for, like, you know, manifesting good results and good exams. You got this. Anyone listening who has junior Leaving Cert coming up, best of luck. Danielle, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Luke, thank you so much for co-hosting, as always.
Of course, always a pleasure, never a chore.
And I have been Nessa. Thank you so much for listening to the StudyClicks podcast. Rate and review us wherever you're listening. And if we didn't plug StudyClicks enough with all our little subtle hints, get a StudyClicks account. What are you doing? And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.